Is 40 really the new 20? Okay, maybe not. But as I get ready to celebrate my 46th birthday this week, I contend that there is definitely a whole lot of life left after 40. In fact, I think I'd probably even go so far as to say, this is my favorite decade so far. And so in celebration of my birthday and hopefully aging gracefully, I thought today I would share a few of my favorite things about life in my 40s, the things that honestly have surprised me. And whether you are in your 40s, 50s, or beyond, I will be curious to know whether you agree.
Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. Once again, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System and the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. I'm also a 45, soon to be 46-year-old woman who knows what it's like to struggle with getting older and with not looking and feeling your best. And if you're new to this podcast and you haven't heard my story before, you should probably know that I struggled with my weight for a really long time, literally years and years and years before I finally decided to do things differently. And what I did was that finally, instead of trying yet another diet, I decided to actually do some real research into the science of weight loss, into the things that actually make us gain weight and hold on to fat and what makes us lose it. And I started to realize that pretty much everything that we've ever been told about how to lose weight and what's healthy and what's not healthy is a big fat lie. And so I started to change the way that I ate. I started eating in a way that would actually heal my body and reverse insulin resistance and restore balance to my hormones and heal my gut. I ended up losing more than 40 pounds and I've kept it off for years now. And that was the journey that inspired me to start Thinlicious and to create this podcast and do all these things so that I could help other women have the same kind of results. Because honestly, to me, it's not really about weight loss. It's about freedom. Because when you don't look and feel your best, when you don't have energy, when you don't feel good, when you're struggling with food addictions and emotional eating, you're not really free. You're trapped, right? It affects your confidence and the way that you're willing to put yourself out into the world and your relationships and really every other area of your life when you start to think about it. And that's why I'm sort of on a mission to change the world by helping women get healthy. Because if you're listening to this podcast, that is the exact kind of freedom that I want for you. The freedom to look and feel your absolute best, the freedom to never be controlled by food addictions ever again, the freedom to pursue all your big goals and dreams because your health and your weight is no longer holding you back. So welcome to the revolution. Around here, we call ourselves health rebels because rebels fight for freedom, right? And we're not afraid to question the status quo or to do things just a little bit differently. And by the way, if you want more information about Thinlicious or about our TAS program or how to get started, you should definitely check out my free training because it's really good and it's really helpful and it will walk you through our entire system and help you create your own personalized plan for getting healthy. It's called Healthy, Happy, and Free, and you can get it for free at thinlicious.com/happy. Once again, that's thinlicious.com/happy. So go check that out. But what I want to talk about today is a little bit different. You see, later this week, I'm going to be celebrating my 46th birthday. And I don't know about you, but birthdays always sort of get me into kind of a reflective kind of mood. I guess there's just something about the passage of time or those big milestones that always make me a little bit introspective. Maybe that's just me. But since it's my podcast, I thought it would be fun to actually chat today about what I think are some of the best parts of getting older and maybe even to highlight some of the most surprising things that I've really loved about this midlife stage of life that I'm in. Because the reality is that I absolutely love being in my 40s. I do. I love it. I know some women hate it, or you feel like your best years are already behind you, or feel like you've missed the boat, or that it's too late to try something new. But I do not feel that way at all. And I hope after this episode, maybe you won't feel that way either. Because I feel like right now at 45, almost 46, I am just now starting to hit my stride. And I feel like it's freaking awesome. And I don't dread turning 50 either, even though I know that next big milestone is right around the corner. But it does sometimes feel a little bit crazy that I'm this old, right? Like, I don't feel this old. And even when I think about my parents when they were this age, they seemed so much older than I feel right now. Do you feel that way too? Like, even when I look at old family pictures, I think, man, my parents look so old. Right? They look so much older than I think I look right now. Maybe I'm just delusional, but honestly, even though I've been a full-fledged adult for more than a generation now, right? There are times where I still feel like I'm just figuring out adulting, right? I'm just learning how to be an adult. But again, maybe that's just me. But in any case, in case you are wondering, or even if you're not wondering, here are the five surprising things that I love about being in my 40s. So number one, I no longer care about what people think of me, right? Like that is probably what I would say is the first big thing, that I have pretty much stopped giving up, well, let's just say a crap about what anyone else thinks of me. And that's actually a pretty big deal. And it's not that I think I've ever really considered myself a people pleaser, but I think that we all have it a little bit, right? Maybe a little bit or a lot of insecurity when it comes to being around people, and especially being around other women. Because I have always been a pretty driven person, right? A pretty outspoken, and I'm also sharp and witty and sarcastic and very much a natural born leader. I like to be in charge. But when I would get around other women that maybe weren't that way, that weren't quite as driven or as outspoken, I feel like for a long time in my life, I used to try to tone it down. Basically, I would try to temper my personality to fit sort of the social situation, right? To mirror the way that other women were behaving in that situation. I think probably because I was afraid to be fully me. I worried about fitting in. I worried about being too much, and I didn't want to offend anyone. And honestly, I think in a lot of ways, that fear or that worry that I was too much even translated to how I showed up in my business. For a long time, honestly, probably for years, I always kind of had this feeling like I had to hold back a little bit, right? I had to hold me back. I was afraid to really speak my mind or to get too controversial or to say things that might offend somebody. And I think even when I really start to think about it, I think that was probably why for such a long time I struggled so much with social media. I never really knew what to say because I didn't feel like I could fully be myself, right? What if I was too much? And so because I never felt like I could be totally me and authentic, I just didn't even want to do it at all because it didn't feel like, if I felt like I was putting on this fake front, that didn't feel good. And so I really struggled with it. And I don't really feel like I do that anymore. As I have gotten older, I have honestly, I think, stopped caring quite so much about other people's opinions and what they think of me. I am so much more willing now than I have ever been before in my life to just let the chips fall where they may. I am not for everyone, and that is okay. And let me tell you, that is such a freeing feeling. It feels so good. I know who I am. And I know what I like and what I don't like. And I don't feel like I have to prove myself or change myself to fit in or be accepted. Honestly, it's been transformative. It has changed the way that I show up with my real life friends, but it has also had just this huge impact in how I show up online and in my business. And if you've been following me for a long time, if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen that shift, right? As I've been a lot more active, and I've started doing my newsletter again, and I'm doing this podcast. And honestly, I'm having so much more fun with it because I'm finally just willing to be totally myself without really worrying about how it's being perceived. I'm just going to put it out there and, again, let the chips fall where they may. Because I, like I said, I know I'm not for everyone, and that is okay. I am perfectly okay with that. And the funny thing is that what I realized is that people who are truly my people like me now more than ever because I am willing to speak my mind and totally be myself. And so I think if I really think about it, right, that's the first thing that has surprised me about getting older. I've finally stopped caring so much about what other people think. The second big thing that has surprised me about getting older is that I am way more confident in my own skin than I have ever been before, my entire adult life. And it's kind of odd when I think about it, because when I look back at photos of myself, you know, at 18 or 20 or 25, like I was a cutie, right? I was so cute and tan and skinny. And yet I remember those days and I was so insecure about myself and about my body. And then I gained a bunch of weight and I was even more insecure. And so yes, losing 40 pounds definitely helped me feel a lot more confident. But my 45-year-old body still looks like a 45-year-old body, right? Like it didn't magically turn into a 20-year-old just because I lost 40 pounds. I have varicose veins and I have cellulite and I have stretch marks. And every day I find a few more gray hairs and I have wrinkles and age spots and laugh lines and my boobs are starting to sag just a little bit. But those things honestly don't even bother me. I love my body right now, just the way it is. And I think part of that has to do with losing weight and being so proud of the weight loss journey and the health journey that I've been on and actually spending so much time and energy on that. But I think it's even more than that, right? Like I feel like after struggling for so long, it feels amazing to be at the point that I'm in. And I mean, I do things that I would have never done before, right? I dance around naked for my husband and tell him every day how lucky he is to have such a hot wife. And again, objectively, I don't think it's because I'm actually hotter now than I was when we first met. I was 25 when we first met. I was pretty hot. But my confidence is so much hotter now, right? My confidence is what has made me so much more attractive. And I think even to him. And I think maybe it's because as you get older, you sort of start to gain this wisdom and perspective, and you start to kind of realize that your flaws and your scars and those battle wounds and even the cellulite and the stretch marks, like all of those make me who I am, right? Those stretch marks came from birthing babies. That cellulite came from years of struggle that I have overcome. They're part of my story. They're what makes me unique and interesting, even the gray hairs, right? And I can't say that I'm going to go gray naturally and embrace it and not dye my hair. I haven't got to that point yet. I can't promise you that that's going to happen. But I'm not sad that I have gray hairs at this point, right? Like it's just part of it. So that's really the second big thing that has surprised me, how much more confident I am in my own skin. The third thing that has surprised me is how much I actually love this next phase of parenting where my kids are older and more independent and self-sufficient. And let me tell you, while teenagers, especially teenage girls, definitely have their moments, this stage of parenting has actually been a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I always thought like I wouldn't like this stage, right? I always thought it would make me really sad to watch my kids grow up and not be little cute little girls anymore, that I was dressing in their matching outfits. And I love looking back at our videos from when they were little. But honestly, it doesn't really make me sad because it's been so fun to watch my girls grow into becoming their own people. And they're still at home for a little while longer yet, getting closer every day. But now they're driving themselves places and they're out with their friends all the time and they're taking responsibility for their own homework and they don't need a babysitter when we want to go out. Or even when my husband and I want to go away for the weekend. And that's actually a huge deal because living here in Florida, we never had any family around while we were raising our kids. So we really struggled finding babysitters, right? So having all of this independence for our kids is really kind of a cool, fun stage to be in. And I remember so many years when they were younger and where we felt so overwhelmed by just the neediness, right? You can never turn it off. And now I have employees in my company who have young kids. And it makes me remember like how exhausting that phase of life is. And honestly, I don't really miss it. And don't get me wrong, I love kids. I really do. I'm so excited for grandkids in a few years. I can't wait because I'm going to be such a kick-ass grandma. I can't wait to be a grandma. I mean, I'm not trying to rush them. They're still teenagers. Don't hear me wrong on that either. But I'm not sad that in just a couple of years, my husband and I are going to be empty nesters and we get to watch our kids start to go navigate the world on their own, to learn their own lessons and to figure it out. And like, I'm actually excited about that. So that really is the third thing that surprised me, how much I love being in this next stage of parenting where your kids are older and not quite so needy, but more like people. The fourth thing that has definitely surprised me is that I am having way more fun in my 40s than I ever did in my 20s or my 30s. And, you know, this is probably for a couple of reasons, right? Maybe it's the fact that my kids are more independent now and don't need me as much. Or maybe it's because I'm more confident and more comfortable in my own skin. But I also think it's because when I was in my 20s and 30s, I was mostly focused on getting married and starting a family and then growing my business, right? Like I had all these tasks that I had to do. But I've never had more fun than I'm having now at this phase of my life. And maybe part of it too is that I just don't take myself as seriously as I used to. And again, maybe that's the increase in confidence or just being a lot more willing to be myself and not feeling like I need to impress anyone. But I also think a big part of it is that over the last few years, my husband and I have gotten a lot more intentional together about creating a shared vision for our life together and for what we want our life together to look like. And I'll be honest, that definitely wasn't always the case. We weren't always totally on the same page. I, for many years, was super busy trying to grow my business and do all the things and be all the places. And I had all of these goals, but they weren't really shared goals. And that sometimes put us at odds. If I'm being totally honest, sometimes it did feel like we were living different lives. But during COVID, a lot of that changed, right? Like all of a sudden I stopped traveling and I was home all the time and we started doing a lot more things together and we really started to reconnect as a couple and we started making more local friends in our own neighborhood and we found a new church and we started growing together spiritually and we started having a lot more conversations about what we actually wanted for our life together. And maybe it has nothing to do with COVID. Maybe it's just a natural thing that happens as your kids get older and closer to leaving the nest. And you sort of have to come to grips with the fact that at some point, it's going to be just the two of you. And you've either got to be in it for the long haul or you maybe got to go your separate ways. And for us, I think it was figuring out how to create a shared vision for our life. So we actually wrote it all out, right? We wrote out this big vision about what we actually want our life to look like. And I think if I would sum it up in one sentence, it's that we realized, and it's pretty long, right? It's like 5 pages long, this vision that we wrote out. But what it all, like the culmination of that is that we realized we want a home where people can gather. We want a place where everyone feels welcome. We both love to entertain. We love to host people. Like we love that social aspect of things. And we also want something that our kids will always want to come back to, right? A place that our kids will always want to come back to, that they'll want to bring their friends, that they'll want to bring their family someday. And I think as we were starting to create this vision, we realized that it didn't have to be something that we waited for, right? Even though this was a future vision of what we want our life to look like 5 years from now, we didn't have to, there was no reason we couldn't start working towards it. We could start inviting people to gather right away. And so we did. We started doing that, right? And we do all the time, even when our life is crazy. And it is crazy right now, trying to keep up with our kids' sports schedules and school and work and all the house projects we have going on. But we don't worry about that, right? We don't worry about perfection. We don't worry if our house is tidy or if everything looks perfect. We don't worry if it's all pulled together and beautiful. And often it's not. In fact, usually it's not. And don't get me wrong, I love planning a good party, but I don't wait until everything is perfect to invite people in. I don't, because, and maybe this is part of not worrying about what people think of me. I don't worry that somebody's going to judge me if there's crap all over my house or if it's not tidy or if my kitchen is a mess. I don't care. honestly, these days we're usually a total shit show and our house is a disaster. It really is. We moved 6 months ago and we have not figured it out yet. Yet, there is rarely a weekend where we don't invite people over to our house in its current state, even a total disaster area, right? There's rarely a weekend where we're not gathering with our friends, even if it's just to have a bonfire in the back field or to play pool in our yet to be renovated game room that's a total disaster. It still has all this crap in there from the last people that lived here, right? Like, we don't care if it's messy. We don't care if it's not perfect, because what I have realized at this stage of life is that no one cares how perfect it is. That was always in my head. When I was younger, I would get so caught up in the details that I'd forget that the whole point of gathering is just to connect. And so that's what we do. And it's a lot of fun. So having a lot more fun at this stage of life, that is definitely the fourth surprise. The fifth surprise, this one might actually surprise you, is how much more aware I am of my own mortality. And maybe this doesn't sound like a good thing, but I actually think that it is. So hear me out for a second. Because I'm don't get me wrong, it's not like I'm constantly worried about dying or anything. It's more that I think I have more of a palpable awareness of the fragility of life and the preciousness of time. Because I think when you're younger, it feels like you have all the time in the world. You put things off because you assume there will always be a tomorrow or next week or next month. But as I have gotten older, I've started to realize, right, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And so in a general sense, I think it has made me a little bit more intentional with how I spend my time and who I spend it with and what I'm actually doing with my life. I don't think that I take nearly as much for granted anymore, whether it's my health or my family or my friends or even just the little moments throughout the day, because life is precious, right? It could all be gone in a heartbeat. And I don't want to have any regrets. I want to live fully. I want to make the most of every single day that I have. So I'm willing to take risks. I'm willing to try new things. I'm willing to not let fear hold me back, because at the end of the day, what's the worst that can happen? We're all going to die eventually anyways. Might as well make the most of the time that we have. And that has been, I think, a surprising and freeing mindset to have. It has helped me to let go of a lot of perfectionism, comparison, and to just focus on living my life in a more meaningful way. So while there may be more wrinkles and more gray hairs than I'd like, getting older has definitely brought a lot of unexpected joys and lessons. And honestly, I am excited to see what else this next phase of life has in store, right? Like I said, this is my favorite decade so far. And no matter what, I'm sure it will be one wild and crazy ride. So that's it, guys. My five surprising things I love about being in my 40s. I love about being in my 40s. And I'm just curious about this, right? Maybe related to some of them, maybe related to all of them, but honestly, I would love to hear back from you on this. Do you love this midlife phase of life too? Is it your 50s, your 40s, beyond? If so, why? If you are in our Health Rebel Facebook group, please, let's start a conversation about it, right? Let's chat about it in the Health Rebel Facebook group, or share this episode and tag me on Instagram at Ruth Sukup with your thoughts, because I really, truly would love to hear what you think. In the meantime, if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you like to listen. And I will see you back here for another episode very soon.